listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Hey, we're back. Alrighty. So let's... Mike Lindell, LindellTV.com. He's also got another website here. I'm on it right now. FrankSpeech.com. Frank, F-R-A-N-K. That is bold, truthful, honest speech. FrankSpeech.com. And that website is now running. You can log in or you can register and sign in. And that is up and running. So you can find Lindell there. I'll play a little bit of Lindell here in a moment. Let me just conclude with, well, let's do it. Let's go right to Mike Lindell. And I appreciate that recommendation. To watch his movie, where is, here it is, Lindell TV. Okay, here it is. Here he is. Here's Mike Lindell appearing on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And I'm playing this because Mike Lindell is urging me to play it. He says, please share with everyone. That's you. You're everyone. You know, to help save our country. So here, let's share it. This is his interview. 15-minute interview with, we'll play maybe part or all of it, with Jimmy Kimmel. Piece of garbage.
Nation's long and storied history, only one pillow salesman has ever been called to the Oval Office because the president was unhappy with his election results. Our next guest is that pillow man, and he has a lot to say.
All nine of those Supreme Court justices are going to vote 9-0 because is that a hand or a foot? And they're going to go, it's a hand. It's like the old mafia days when I used to bet football. You have been warned. Ooh, you know.
Yeah.
He couldn't run a peanut factory. Not the peanut factories, or I don't know what they are, but did you see any nudity in porn?
I'm getting death threats and everything else. Rank speech, and we can't come in. They're trying to turn our power off. They're attacking our power grid here.
They're attacking his power grid. Please welcome Mike Lindell.
So Mike Lindell's walking onto the set now. Low budget, by the way. Low budget set. They're going bankrupt.
Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're supposed to be in a bed together. I'm sorry about that. The COVID people said.
We have rules here in California.
Have you been vaccinated?
No.
No, you have not. I meant for rabies. I didn't mean COVID. No.
Ha, 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 ha. So cute, Jimmy Kimmel. Isn't that great? Lindell says, you know, have you been vaccinated? No. That's the way to answer that question. No hemming, no hawing. No.
I did bring you a book, though.
You brought me a book. I read your book, by the way.
I
did read your book.
You know that cover on there? That's where it was up 14 days with the drug dealers.
I read it on my iPad.
And they did an intervention on me.
Yeah.
And I came upstairs, downtown Minneapolis, came upstairs, and I said, the one guy says, you know, you've been telling us for years this pillow thing is just a platform for God, and we want you to quit and come back and help us someday. Now I got the Lindell Recovery Network, and I'm helping millions of addicts. And
you've set an example by recovering from horrible addiction to crack. I mean, really, a horrible thing. Yeah. And I have to tell you something. I know you might think this sounds weird, but I read Hunter Biden's book as well, and you guys have a lot in common.
Yeah.
You really do.
the same things when you're paranoid, the paranoia that go with it. And
that's what I want to talk to you about, the paranoia. You are here. You've been in hiding. Is that correct?
Yeah, but not because of paranoia.
Well, how do you know? You haven't been home for a couple of months, back home in Minnesota. Is this true? Tell me if I have this.
No, that's right. I've been working hard on this, the election and the machines.
And the machines. And we've heard a lot about the machines. But you were worried that someone is trying to kill you.
Well, I've had threats, many, many, many threats.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you started out as a bar owner in Minnesota, right?
Well,
Now, you know where this is going, folks. Jimmy Kimmel's mission here, this is my first time listening to this and watching it. Jimmy Kimmel's mission will be to destroy Mike Lindell, who is a great guy. I've met him one time. I met him at the Trump rally in Bemidji, Minnesota. Shook his hand, took a picture with him, got to talk to him. What a guy. I've got four of his MyPillow pillows, and they do work. They're wonderful. You sleep like a baby on them. Brilliant, brilliant man. He manufactures those, all that stuff right here in the USA in Minnesota. So now listen, Kimmel, the cheap shot artist, the woke commie SOB, will try to destroy Lindell. Let's see how let's see how this cage match goes.
Started out, I was always kind of an entrepreneur. My sister flooded a third story building of an apartment complex, so I became a carpet cleaner.
You did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You then got addicted to cocaine and then crack. Mm-hmm. You have a gambling problem. You supported yourself counting cards.
Right.
You smoke more crack. You would go to these casinos. You'd count cards. They'd throw you out. You were arrested multiple times.
Now you see where this is going, okay? So let's go through everything bad thing that ever happened to Mike Lindell. So Jimmy Kimmel is a snake, a rat, a scum. So Mike Lindell is so much more a man than the little rat Jimmy Kimmel. But he's trying to make Mike Lindell look bad. Let's see how it goes.
You had to sell your beloved bar. You started making pillows. You quit smoking crack. You made millions of dollars. And then you fell in love with Donald Trump. And now here we are. Is that correct, basically? Did I miss anything?
Well, you missed one thing.
What did I miss?
On January 16, 2009, by the grace of God, he did free me of all the addictions.
Yes.
And I woke up. I'm looking around. I was into politics. I didn't know anything about what a conservative was, a liberal. I didn't know a filibuster from a millibuster. I didn't know anything.
Some would say you still don't, Mike, be honest.
Maybe I do say.
Ha, ha, ha. See, now this is a typical liberal tactic, is to these SOBs. Jimmy Kimmel is not smart. He's not impressive. But they use the tactic of belittling our intelligence. I assure you, I have a higher IQ than Jimmy Kimmel. And so they use the tactic of making fun. And Mike Lindell has a hell of an IQ, way above Jimmy Kimmel. But watch Kimmel. This is a tactic they use in schools, in colleges, in our culture, which they've captured. Ridicule. They did this treatment on Donald Trump, who also has a huge IQ.
I do say wash and not wash. So I said if I ever ran, I'd put the R back in Washington. But anyway, no, the summer of 16, I was invited by Donald Trump. I had never met him before in August 15, 2016. And it was a meeting. He brought me in and he said, he says, Mike, you do all your manufacturing here. I want to bring the manufacturing back. And we talked. I said, you know, I used to be a crack addict. I want to help millions of addicts.
You liked his made in the USA, this idea, this made in the USA policy that he had.
Well, yeah, if you can make it here, a lot of things you can.
He doesn't make anything. I mean, he's got like his website is like two.
See, now here we go. Here we go. We go over. Here's Jimmy Kimmel again. Interrupted. Notice he interrupted Lindell's train of thought. Now here he goes with the cheap shots.
Two-thirds made elsewhere.
But there's a lot of things you can't make here. This is my sheets. There's no weavers or spinners left in the United States. My towels, I use all U.S. cotton. I have to ship it over because they don't have the technology here.
Let's be truthful. By the way, I have a buzzer here in case, just for the lawyers, in case there's anything that we have to challenge.
Right.
A lot of people didn't want you to come on the show.
Yeah.
On liberals and conservatives, everybody told me don't have you on the show, and they told you don't go on the show.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
But I think it's important that we talk to each other.
Absolutely.
And I think I also, you know, I don't like, I don't think there's any validity to any of this stuff that you're saying. And I've studied you. I really have. And I've
22 hours you watch Frank.
I watched you last night at 11 o'clock. I've been watching you. And I'll, you know what? I laugh at a lot of the stuff, but a lot of people don't laugh because a lot of these ideas that you espouse, I think, you know, I think you could potentially draw a line from those to the riot we had at the Capitol where people were killed and a lot of bad things.
Here's what I want to say to that. I didn't get anything until January 9th, and this was something different. This was the machines. This was an attack through the machines. You've seen it. And what I'm saying is to everyone, this isn't a Democrat or a Republican thing. For me, it's putting it out there. It's like this. I want to ask everyone this. If someone was out there saying my pillows had rocks and knives in it, I would say, hey, come and look at the beautiful patented fill. And right. I would say, show me the rocks and knives. But Dominion Smart Mag, they didn't do that. They're just suing people. And
they have rocks and knives in their voting machines, and they're saying, no, we don't.
But they don't show their machines. That's the big thing. They're even trying to stop it.
But the federal government has, I mean, every...
No, they did not. They didn't have this evidence until January 9th.
But they have this evidence now, you say?
No, we're bringing it all to the Supreme Court. This will all get there.
But you have said repeatedly that you're bringing this evidence, and I assume you haven't seen this evidence. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Or well, I wouldn't
why
know,
is it taking so
in.
Long if because this is such wanted, a serious thing?
Because I wanted to, as you've seen in Absolute Interference, the new one I put out, there's a cyber, it's a white hat hacker that works for the government, one of the best in the world. When our country's attacked, these are the guys that go in for the cyber attacks and check it all out and validate it. So I hired them to validate the evidence that I have that these guys brought me over here. Now realize, Jimmy, the only reason I have the evidence is because I became a voice after January 9th where they're going, hey, we've tried to get this out there and nobody had.
Do you ever think it's weird? I mean, just objectively look.
Now, let me pause here. I know this is a little bit lengthy, but see what's going on here. Mike Lindell, tremendous patriot, he's doing, of course, the investigation into the obvious as your nose on your face, fraud in the election. Truckloads of fake ballots. Truck drivers have said, I brought over a load from New York to Pennsylvania of ballots that then disappeared. Why are ballots being brought from New York to Pennsylvania, which that's where they were needed? They were needed in Pennsylvania. And they disappeared. And the video in Florida of people of, was it South Carolina? The video of people actually stealing, actually running ballots in the middle of the night. It's on video. There's no question. Hands down. It's right in front of our faces. But this is the one of the terrifying elements of the situation we're in, is that the control of information, the control of the minds of the people is so complete. These idiots out there wearing masks that there is no evidence. Excuse me, I'm wrong about that. Study after study after study, scientific study has proved masks don't do a damn thing to keep you well. They don't do a damn thing. No medical advice here. That's just my reading. Of study after study, Fauci, the creep himself, said, there's no reason you should be wearing a mask or going around with a mask. That's what initially he knows that's true. The mind control that's going on is so complete. Mike Lindell, one of these rare people with a little bit of money who can do a little bit to push back. Let's listen to him some more. They've got to destroy him.
Looking at yourself and going, why is it that the only person in the country who has this evidence is a guy who sells pillows on cable?
Ha 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 ha. That's so funny, Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, the only guy. First of all, you're lying like a rug, you little puke. The only guy. Okay? No, he's not the only guy. Oh, and he sells pillows. Well, what do you sell, Jimmy Kimmel? Porno?
Bring it all the way back to when I was on your show here that in 2014, it was the Forrest Gump thing. I don't know.
you think, I know. You know what? I can see how that would be in your head. Honestly, let's show that picture because weirdly, as a coincidence, you were here with Bob Seger's crew, right,
and
something?
And I took a picture, you know, of you, and I'm going, my friends that went live, they're going,
oh, you took a picture of me,
That's me.
So, Mike.
My friends are going, what are you doing on stage with Jimmy Kimmel? And I said,
now, this actually, I think, plays into what we're talking about here. I could see how, I mean, you're worth many millions of dollars. I have no idea how much money you're worth.
I give it all to charity.
Whatever you do with it, but I could see how you would think, well, there must be some divine intervention here.
Now, let me pause this again. You'll see what's going on. Is Jimmy Kimmel talking about any fact, about any point of reality? No. It's all about, let's destroy Mike Lindell. Let's discredit Mike Lindell, and let's yuck it up, and I'll be funny with my funny jokes, and we'll ridicule the guy. Mike Lindell is an encyclopedia of data on the fraud in the election. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't want to go into that. I don't know if we may get to the whole end of this thing, and then never even comes up.
Because how did a person who was in, you know, a motel room buying crack and gambling?
Oh, now we're back in the motel room with the crack and we're gambling. Now, let me just say this about this nice guy, Mike Lindell. He's like the rest of us. He's like you, ladies and gentlemen, like all of us conservatives. He's a nice guy. So he doesn't come back at Jimmy Kimmel with the sharp, sharp counterattack that he should come back with. And that we have to learn to come back with. We can't be stepped on. We don't even control our own country anymore. We have to come back at them hard. So Mike Lindell, he's on this guy's show, and you know he knows what they'll do. They'll just zip his segment if he comes back hard. But he needs to say to Jimmy Kimmel, hey, you're a communist. Yeah, you sell commie porn. You're not funny, jackass.
And, you know, away from his family and all of these things. How did this happen to me? I must be special. But I'm going to suggest to you that maybe it's a coincidence and that maybe this information that you have that you believe in. I mean, let's be honest, your website.
Okay, let's say Jimmy Kimmel, you dumbass, video of communist left-wing operatives in an election count in the middle of the night, pulling suitcases out from under a table, running the ballots, running them multiple times, putting them back under the table. Nothing to see here, folks. Hundreds of thousands of votes, the fraud piled up massive. No physical audit, no forensic audit. The Democrats desperately, come on, Jimmy Kimmel, you puke, you know this, desperately trying to avoid any actual examination of signatures. Verification of the identity of the voter. Even that is weak. But at least try with verifying a signature. This is so obvious, folks. We're being screwed so hard. It's so obvious.
Doesn't even really work so well. Why would you think that you have broken this code of all people?
It wasn't me that broke it. They brought it to me.
But
and
these
this was
people are not.
The only reason they did, Jimmy, is because I have the voice.
I worry about you. I feel like you are maybe self-destructive. Like you have lost.
See, now, Lindell is being too much the nice guy here. He needs to punch back. I worry about you. Maybe you're having delusions. Maybe you think you're seeing God. And it's divine intervention, this material that you have, and so on. He's laughing at Lindell, making fun of him. So he's attempting to destroy Lindell.
Everything, repeatedly, so many times in your life. You've had a bar, you know, all of these things.
Now we're back to the drinking and the cocaine. Here we go. Gambling. He's only got a few more minutes left in this interview. He'll probably come back to gambling, drinking, cocaine. About 10 times.
You know the story.
Yeah.
But now you think maybe that's what, I mean, now I feel like you're going to be out dressed as Spider-Man on Hollywood Boulevard.
Ha 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 ha. So funny. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right
hand. We're back, folks. Hey, and don't be shy. 512-248-8252. I'm kind of loath to go back to the Lindell did something good here by getting on the Kimmel show and subjecting himself to this attempted hatchet job by Kimmel, and the but now going to the bigger picture for us from our point of view, it's a little painful listening to Jimmy Kimmel's efforts to not think. But the Lindell is an example. He's like unto Donald Trump. He's a real man. If it costs him his entire fortune, well, whatever, probably not that huge, but he's probably made a few million dollars. If it costs him every penny he's ever made with the fabulous MyPillow product, he's willing to walk away from it for his integrity, for our nation. for our freedom. That's what Donald Trump is. Now, Donald Trump has lost billions, I assure you. I will be shocked to when the accounting is taken years from now. Donald Trump will have probably lost billions as a result of having been our leader. He's willing to lose any amount of money to fight for our freedom. This is the kind of person we need, the uncorruptible man of courage. And we, you know, notice Kimmel was trying to make fun of Mike Lindell fearing for his life. Oh, ha, 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 Kimmel, you little puke. Yes. Mike Lindell should fear for his life. So should Donald Trump. So should anybody who's important and effective against the communists, because we know from history, communists love to kill freedom lovers. They love when they identify a patriot. The communist treatment for a patriot is to kill them. This is pure evil. There's a great guy on Alex Jones has got a great guy on his network. His name is Matt Bracken, and Bracken was talking about this question of evil, and he sounded, I was listening to him, and I go, wow, that sounds a lot like what we've been saying on this show. Maybe he's heard this show, but more likely, great minds think alike. And Bracken got it right. He said, what we're dealing with here is a pure evil. Pure evil has taken over planet Earth. And at the very top of that pyramid, it gets smaller and smaller as it gets to the top. At the very top, he said, even above the communist ideologues are people who are the embodiment of evil. And Bracken was trying to figure out what makes these people tick. Why are they destroying America? And the answer is one we've given on this show. And that is, evil perpetrates evil because they're evil. They don't have a rational reason. They don't have a rational goal. It doesn't make sense. The world doesn't end up being a better place. No, what motivates evil is destruction, chaos, pain, suffering, agony, death. That's what evil is. Evil is more evil than people want to think. Evil is not somebody who, you know, stole candy at the pharmacy. Evil is not somebody who ran a red light. Evil is not someone who did something wrong. Evil is pure evil. And Bracken got that right. And that's what we're faced with. Pure evil has taken over. And Jeanine Pirro, that was a good segment I played last week, where she gets it right, that we have one last chance, 2022, to take back something, some roadblock, either the House or the Senate. And both can be achieved. Now, Lindell's got another movie he's coming out. He's got, and I'm on his website. I haven't seen the movie. I need to watch it. He's got Absolute Proof about the election fraud. He's got another one called Absolute Interference about the power that the media, big tech, IT companies have to control us electronically. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to
hump and get it. Looking for a place to do my thing. Okay, now I'm going to shift gears on you here. I apologize for Jimmy Kimmel. He is hard to listen to. So let's get something more exciting. Now, let's go Mike Lindell now in his own element. Here he is interviewing a physicist named Douglas G. Frank. No relation to the name of the website, frankspeech.com. This is a physicist. Listen to him. This will be more interesting to you because this is all clear thinking. Mike Lindell interviewing in his own studio, Lindell Studio, Douglas G. Frank, physicist.
One of them was Dr. Frank. And when I was doing this documentary, she said, well, you need to see what he has. It was amazing. And well, so let's get into it. What's your background? Tell everybody.
I'm a PhD scientist. I've been doing science for about 40 years aggressively. Got about 60 scientific publications.
Right.
Some of them are cover articles and invited articles because I happened to make a pretty good discovery once back in the early 90s. I left academics in 1996, and ever since then I've been teaching at a special school for extraordinarily gifted kids, as well as working on new inventions and analyzing election data lately.
Right. So very overqualified, everybody. But but what you're going to see just speaks for itself. I mean, for him to even dig in and get this and figure out the algorithms and then to have absolute proof. But we have over here what you're going to see when this is done. When I showed you an absolute proof, the first documentary we did with all the cyber attack on our country, who did it, when they did it, why they did it, we know the IP addresses, the IDs of the computers, everything. Now you're going to see that this was nationwide, and these two come together, and it is absolutely fits like a glove. So why don't we just get right into it? So what do you have?
I found where the algorithms that control how many registrations and how many ballots you need in every county to control an election. That's what I figured out.
Right.
And it's widespread. It's in every state that I've checked so far, and it's to magnificent part per million detail.
Really?
So I know it's not an accident.
Right.
It has to be done by an algorithm.
Right. It cannot be done by humans.
It could not be done.
I want everybody to know that.
Yes.
But you're going to see it's impossible to be done by humans. It had to be done by machines, i.e. computers, and they had to be online?
Absolutely, the whole time. You have to beforehand, during, and after.
Before, during, and after. In other words, you have to plan the attacks.
Yep.
You have to plan the algorithms.
Yep.
Input them.
Yep.
Then it has to be online during.
Yep.
And then afterwards to, check your work?
Well, and clean up the mistakes.
Clean up the mistakes.
Because computers are stupid. They can't do anything themselves. You have to tell them everything. And what you tell them is a set of instructions.
Right.
That's called an algorithm. It's just like a recipe.
Right.
A recipe is a set of instructions.
Right.
And so don't be afraid of that word.
Right.
The first thing you need to understand about the way elections are managed is they have what they call a registration database. This is for every precinct, every county in the country. They have one of these. And in each one,
Can anybody get this?
In most states, you can download these for free.
Okay.
But some states, they're expensive. You have to download them.
Right.
But politicians use these all the time because they tell them every person in the district.
Right.
And it also tells their voting history. Is this a Republican? Is this a Democrat? Do they usually vote? Do they not vote?
Right.
Because why would you want to go knock on, if you're a Republican, why would you go knock on a Republican's door who you know is already going to vote for you anyway?
Right.
You're looking for the people that don't usually come out.
Right.
You want to go knock on those doors.
So why is this significant here?
Well, this is significant because this shows you, I mean, if you have access to this, which basically everybody does, you notice that this person here votes a lot and they're a Republican. But this person hardly ever votes, and only every once in a while.
This one down here hardly never voted.
Yes.
Wait, he only voted once here. What's that?
This is the November 3rd election here, this last call.
So the only time in his life he voted was right there.
Exactly. And there are a lot of those, too many of those.
Bingo. Do you hear that? So here's a physicist, and this is something exciting that we're getting down to, folks. And this is what the left, they're panicked. They're panicked that clear scientific thinking and data and evidence will be introduced to prove to catch them in their felony criminal act of stealing the election. And you notice in this last one that Dr. Frank noticed, you know, too many coincidences, just weirdly, and he makes the point impossibly. And he says, remember, he gives the odds we're talking about here, the chance that these events that he's located are naturally occurring, are one in a million. In other words, impossible.
Time around.
Right.
But I don't think that's an accident. I don't even think they're real.
Right.
And so when we were originally starting this work, we actually went out and knocked on doors after
to find out if a person like this was real.
Yes.
Were they real?
30%. We predicted. We went to 1,600 houses knocking on doors.
Right.
We trained a whole bunch of volunteers. It took about 4 days.
Right.
They found... We predicted that we'd find about 30% of the houses we knocked on would have at least one phantom voter. What that means is it says on the roll that John Smith lives at this address and that John Smith voted.
Right.
But then you go knock on the door and no John Smith lives there.
Right.
Okay, so wait a minute. That's a phantom voter.
So you were basically, when you, this raised a flag.
Yep.
And then you said, well, I'm going to go out just to make sure I'm not going down a bad path. Let's find out if these people really exist or
exactly.
not. Your theory, though, proved right. 30% yes. did not exist.
It's 32.
Or 32%.
But we predicted 30 and we found 32. So that's right. really good. So this is not just theoretical.
So that made you go, I'm going all in. I'm going to look at this.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And absolutely. In every precinct, you can show two. Like, for example, in this precinct, this is by age. And this is, I'm sorry, this is by age and how many people in this particular.
Now this is going to get too technical and too involved for our time in this radio show. But here's the good news I'm deriving from this. The Dr. Douglas Frank, here's another real man. A real man with some guts. Very smart. And he has what the wherewithal to expose these communists. So you got, we're a team, folks. Lindell is on the team. Trump is on the team. Dr. Frank is on the team. And we can beat these SOBs. We can catch them dead to rights. Now, what he's finding out here is that if things are actually physically audited, and that's why the Democrats are having a nervous breakdown over the Maricopa County physical audit that's being attempted right now. They're doing anything they can, anything and everything, to stop it, file lawsuits, do everything possible to stop a physical audit of actual ballots, actual data. And in this case, you see, he went out, knocked door to door. He went on 1,600 people that were reported as voting for Joe Biden, and he went and knocked on the door. Did you vote? Is there even such an address? In other words, he was able to document, prove, absolute proof, this election contains greater than one in a million, provably fraudulent election theft. That is one in a million chance. Well, let's put it this way. 999,999 to 1 certainty that this was stolen. Hundreds of thousands, millions of votes are stolen. And notice that Donald Trump, that is what he's on. We read his message on his board. Donald Trump is all over this. So he's flying in formation with Lindell. You, all of you out there listening to this show, you're flying in the formation. And we're pushing up against these Jimmy Kimmels, these anti-intellectuals, these people who they despise accurate thinking. They despise truth. It says Joe Biden said in one of his crazy statements in his campaign, he said, we prefer, what was it say? He said, we prefer, no, I forget what it is. I've forgotten what it is, but it was something we prefer, you know, myth over truth. Or some, one of you will remember it, can call in and give it. Back here, here's a caller now. Maybe he remembers it. We've got two callers. I'm going to go to both of you, Tom in Utah and Jerry in Chicago. Starting with you, Tom in Utah, what's on your mind?
Well, aren't you glad the NSA has all the records?
Yeah, and that's another element to this, Tom, is that notice that Mike Lindell and Dr. Frank, they have to go out to data that's publicly available, but it's not compiled or compressed or analyzed. They've got to go out with their money on their dime, with their volunteers, and do all this that should of course be stuff that handled easily from within by government, armies of government bureaucrats and buildings full of government computers. But this is what we're learning now. The revelation is that all of these people, there is fully packed with communists. They are against us. The Department of Justice is fully, totally rotten, corrupt, felonious. The whole damn thing. And the FBI, from stem to stern, the entire seven stories of the FBI building on Pennsylvania Avenue, rotten to the core, completely co-opted by, not by, you know, liberal people, people you don't, you know, that aren't your favorite people. No, it's communists, folks. It's hard to grasp. It's hard to fathom that your country has been taken over by people who are joined at the hip. They are psychological, ideological twins with Leon Trotsky and Joseph Stalin. They have taken over your country. They control your entire media, your entire university system, your school system, your unions, your school unions. They control, they are now two establishments that they haven't seized total control of. They're working desperately on now. What are those two heretofore very patriotic establishments? 1 million police in America. I think it's about 1 million police, maybe 750,000 police in America. They need to destroy the police and the army, the military. They need to destroy the military. And that those are the only two missing pieces in their puzzle. And then is then what we've got left, folks, is we got our little networks, our little communication systems. We got you and I calling each other on the phone, me calling Tom up. Tom calls me at home. You know, by the way, anybody who wants to call me, 701-317-5317. Call me anytime. Don't call me right now, but call me after the show. I get calls all the time from patriots in the audience here. And by the way, let me do this, Tom. I know I'm talking on your dime, but people, if you may, I haven't put this out in so long. If you want to reach me by mail, just me, James Kelso, I have a P.O. Box 9. So easy to remember. P.O. Box 9. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. That's easy. Right, I'm looking across the river, the Red River, into Minnesota right now. I'm obviously I live in North Dakota, but the nearest little tiny post office is in Minnesota. You can always reach me at P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN 56721. Now, Tom, it's your turn. Go ahead, talk.
Well, back when you were talking about the sanitation issues. How many babies wash their hands?
Right.
How many times does your son even wash his hands, but he's still safe and healthy?
Guess who's washing
his hands? God is, with the three most potent sanitizing agents there is.
Okay, let me guess what they are. We've talked on the phone, but the sun is one. Air would be one. Air, sun.
Cosmic energy.
Okay, there you go.
And God's been doing that since the beginning of time. That's, you know, earlier somebody was a little upset with me when I said Christ went from one leprosy victim to another, and other people never worried about stopping to wash his hands because the sun, the air, the cosmic energy, friction is way down the line. Because a baby's not going to sit there and rub his hands together. He just touches whatever he wants, puts it in his mouth, and still somehow survives.
Yeah. The study I was referring to was one in which they had, you know, this was doctors, in fact, in this study. They analyzed the hand washing procedure that they were doing. They analyzed the soap, the kind of soap, the water, the amount of time, et cetera. And they would surprise themselves when they figured out, well, what in the hand washing procedure, very involved, what removed the most microbes, and it was just the rubbing of their hands together, which is very ritualistic. You know, a doctor goes through, you know, fingers, hands, the back of the hands, you know, the wrists, everything. There's a lot of physical friction.
Well,
contact.
See, what that would do would flex your skin and open up the caverns in your palm and fingerprints, allowing oxygen and ultraviolet light to find their way in there.
Okay, plain I like
and simple.
That. Yeah. Well, so, Tom, here's the exciting thing is that they're, you know, I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, you know, here I am, the Trump cheerleader, Mr. Rah-Rah, and we've never been in a darker time, but I'm going to keep on cheering. What do we have to cheer about? We've lost everything. We don't have any institutions left. Okay, what do we got? Well, we have the truth, and we have some great, you know, God-fearing people who are pursuing the truth. So this physicist, Dr. Frank, he's doing something I'm not capable of doing. But this guy somewhere has gotten the guts And then Mike Lindell, he's got a little bit of money, so he's putting Frank is he doesn't have the, you know, the data knowledge, but so he's got the guy with the knowledge, the guy with the money, Lindell. Then there's you, Tom, and me, and everybody else listening to the show. We play a role in this. We're a formidable army because we have the truth on our side, and all of these crimes that our enemies have committed, that those crimes can be documented, and so that gives us a chance. We have a chance here. And now stick with me, Tom, and stick with me also, Jerry in Chicago. We'll get to both of you right after this next break.
Except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
Okay, folks, here we are. This is a Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso here. And we're running out of showtime here. Tom, give us another pearl of wisdom there, and then I'm going to put Jerry in Chicago on.
Simply put, the soil provides no pathogens or even a substrate for pathogens that attack you. You have fat, flesh, and life fluid, blood. That's what they all require. The soil doesn't provide that. In fact, the soil is permeated with oxygen.
Well, now, Tom,
and
let me,
over time.
Yeah, let me extract something from it. I've had so many conversations with you. And, folks, what you get from Tom here and is what we're not getting from the Faucis of the world. Tom is concerned with your health, and he has wisdom about how to stay healthy. Nobody in this whole scamdemic, folks, nobody except the president. The president had some great ideas on how to, you know, get some zinc and get some vitamin D3 and so on. Just as an amateur, just as a citizen, John Q. Citizen. But here's what's missing: is that this Fauci wing of the phony part of the medical establishment. They're not trying to make you well. They're not trying. They're not interested in improving your diet. They know that obesity is the biggest contributing factor to these so-called COVID deaths. And they're not leading you in jumping jacks or push-ups or let's walk around the block. No, they're just belly aching for money. Now, what's exciting here, Tom, is that I'm going to run out of time, so I'm not able to play it. But folks, you can find this exciting stuff that I was not able to convey very well on this show at Lindell. That's LINDELL, Lindell, Mike Lindell, TV.com. And there's a great interview I'm watching right now, a whole lot better than the Jimmy Kimmel one. With Dr. Frank, you want to watch it. It's an hour long, but it'll knock your socks off. And Dr. Frank shows you ways that we as patriots, as a patriot army, we can fight back. We do not have to have fraudulent elections. There are very sound ways that we can make the elections true. But we have to mobilize to do it, and we have to push hard. But anyway, thank you, Tom. Thank you, as always, very much. I apologize for leaving you not enough time. If with your permission, I'm going to go to Jerry in Chicago.
Hey,
all right, let's do that now. Thanks, Tom. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, just real quick, and then I'm going to hang up, and you can comment on what you want to say. I just got a delivery this morning when I opened the back door of mypolos.com. And the other thing was, is I heard Mike Lindell say something about Donald Trump is going to be back in office by the end of August on another website. So, and I heard it from his own mouth.
Okay. Well, now, did you get my phone number, Jerry?
701-317-5317.
Call me up. And
okay.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you again next week. We'll meet up right here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks, everybody. See you then.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.